It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station, News Radio 105.9 and WBBMNewsRadio.com.
8:03 on Thursday morning. That weekend is already in sight. So good to have you along with us. I'm Cisco Cotto.
And I'm Mai Martinez. It is currently 69 degrees in Chicago under mostly sunny skies. We'll have a little bit of clouds mixing in with all of our sunshine, but it will be very warm today and a bit more humid this afternoon. We're headed to a high of 88 degrees. Tonight, it'll be rather cloudy. A couple of showers in some spots. Could also see a thunderstorm, and some of those could be packing some heavy downpours. A low of 63 degrees. We'll get more details ahead in the AccuWeather 5-day forecast coming up at 8:15.
Our top local story on WBBM, months after a Chicago postal worker was killed in Orland Park. Three people have been charged in connection with her murder. WBBM's Nancy Hardy reports.
FBI agents arrested 29-year-old Kieran Williams in Las Vegas last month and brought him here to appear in court yesterday. Orland Park Police Commander Scott Lefko says the Chicago man has been charged with the murder of Michelle Williams, who was found fatally shot inside a car back in March.
As far as motive-wise, we have not developed that at this point. It's kind of based on interviews with the offenders to try to get to a clear motive, which kind of is unknown at this point.
Prosecutors also charged 28-year-old Tyshawn Boyd of Chicago with possession of a stolen vehicle and unlawful use of a weapon by a felon. 20-year-old Alexis Hernandez of Crete faces an obstruction of justice charge in the case. Relatives set up a GoFundMe for Williams, calling the 28-year-old mother of three beautiful from the inside out. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police are looking for suspects after an overnight burglary at a popular athletic retail store in Lakeview. WBBM's Carolina Gerbe joins us live at the anchor desk with the details.
My Cisco, this all happened early this morning around 3:30 at the Lululemon on Southport and Addison. Police say 4 to 5 men broke the front door glass with an object and then took money from inside the store. They were then seen getting into a silver Audi and driving away. Officers say no one was inside the store when the burglary happened. No one is in custody and police are investigating. Live at the anchor desk, Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Springfield police say a 19-year-old man suspected in a shooting yesterday evening was shot by an officer in a later incident after resisting arrest and firing in the proximity of officers. This happened just before 11:30 last night at a restaurant on King Drive. That person was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Around 4 hours earlier, witnesses told police the suspect fired several rounds from a vehicle, striking a home in the 1600 block of South 16th Street.
The first of 6 Save-A-Lot grocery stores that closed 2 years ago for renovations and rebranding is reopening on Chicago's west side.
The first store to reopen is in West Garfield Park, 420 South Pulaski. Others on the south and west sides are expected to follow. Save-A-Lot has been controversial. The brand, some have complained about the quality. The parent company, Yellow Banana, promised changes. It received $13 million in tax incentives from the city for $26 million in renovations and rebranding. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Gold Coast location of the popular upscale convenience store Foxtrot at 23 West Maple is reopening today. It comes after the company abruptly abruptly shut down 33 stores nationwide earlier this year before filing for Chapter 7 bankruptcy. Many workers and customers were shocked. Employees say they had no prior notice. In June, it was announced the company would begin reopening about a dozen stores in existing locations this summer.
Pre-trial release was denied for 30-year-old Ronnie Davis. He's the Chicago man accused in the Monday morning shooting deaths of four people on a CTA Blue Line train in West Suburban Forest Park. Eugene Wood with the Cook County State's Attorney's Office says CTA surveillance video shows Davis shooting the victims, three of whom were sleeping.
He walked up to the last row of seating next to the unoccupied conductor's booth, and he shot the unnamed 52-year-old victim twice. He then turned to the row in front of the unoccupied conductor booth where victim Simeon Behesi was sleeping, and the defendant shot him twice.
The judge in yesterday's hearing called Davis a threat to the community. He is due back in court in several weeks.
A bill signed by the governor is going to make it illegal in Illinois for hotels to set out single-use bottles of shampoo or lotion in rooms. The change goes into effect in July of next year. Hotels can still give you those single-use bottles if you ask for them at the front desk. They just can't provide them in your room. A popular book about gaming and relationships is getting a seal of approval from the city.
Happy One Book Day!
Here inside the Harold Washington Library's Winter Garden, there was dancing, a standing ovation for library workers, and of course, the unveiling of the latest One Book, One Chicago selection.
Tomorrow, Tomorrow, Tomorrow by Gabriel Zevin.
Chicago Public Library Commissioner Chris Brown.
It remains one of the most popular books at CPL. It's a story that celebrates creativity and friendship, relationship, connection, through the character's passion for gaming.
Mayor Johnson says the city will offer all types of programming to celebrate the 2022 book, including game writing workshops, reading parties, and a conversation with author Gabrielle Zevin.
I'm all about exploring and learning through reading and literacy while reinforcing Chicago's reputation as a vibrant and literacy-rich city.
At the Harold Washington Library, Andy Dane, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Six Flags Great America in Gurnee will have a chaperone policy for their 2024 Fright Fest season. It will require all guests 15 years and younger to be accompanied by someone who is at least 21 years old in order to be admitted and remain in the park. The chaperone must present a valid government-issued photo ID at the ticket entry and can accompany no more than 10 children per day. The policy will be in effect from 5 p.m. to closing during Fright Fest, which runs from September 14th to November 3rd.
Now sports, here's Josh List.
Shota Imanaga's out of the game, 95 pitches in 7 innings. Nate Pearson pushes through the 8th. It's Porter Hodges' turn. The Cubs are swamping the Pirates, 12-0 in the 9th at Wrigley, and still haven't allowed a hit.
Pirates down to their last strike. The pitch bouncer slowly towards Swanson. He's got it, throws to first. No-hitter. A combined no-hitter for the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah, the first Cubs no-no since June 21 at Dodger Stadium. First at home since Milt Pappas in 1972. Pat Hughes calls at 6:70 to score. Inducing a 6-3 ground out has never felt so stressful.
It was definitely cool to be a part of and realize that it was finally came to an end. You know, it's just like mixed emotions waiting for that ball to finally get out to the first baseman for the final out. It's just like so nerve-wracking is what I felt.
Hodge lodges the last out. Third baseman Isak Paredes charged with three errors, including one error first ruled a hit but later changed. Dansby Swanson, Pete Crow Armstrong, three hits, home runs included, three RBIs. The Cubs are off, host old friend Anthony Rizzo and the Yankees tomorrow. Wild card gap still 4.5 behind the winning Braves and Mets. Losing over 77% of their games this season is a pace for a modern baseball record, but still leaves a little bit of room for the White Sox to have some fun, hitting three home runs in a surprise beat down in Baltimore, 8-1 behind Jonathan Cannon. The 32-109 Sox are off in Boston, play the Red Sox tomorrow. A few players listed as limited on the Bears opening injury report include defensive end Montez Sweat and receiver Keenan Allen. Practice kicks in a few hours. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign settled a federal civil rights complaint.
After more than 130 incidents of anti-Semitism and anti-Muslim discrimination at the U of I from 2015 to 2023, the university says it will comply with federal civil rights laws prohibiting discrimination based on national origin, including Jewish, Muslim, Palestinian, or Arab ancestry. A federal investigation was very critical of U of I programs responsible for addressing harassment complaints. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 1059 WBBM.
The Alliance for the Great Lakes says 10 million pieces of trash have been picked up from the shorelines around the Great Lakes over the past 21 years. Olivia Retta, the volunteer engagement manager for the Alliance, says there's more work to be done to preserve the Great Lakes.
Do you need action that goes beyond the individual? We need action that goes, you know, beyond cleanups. So we, you know, really call on residents, businesses, governments, manufacturers, and organizations, you know, like ours, needing to come together and encouraging, you know, policy that addresses these things, you know, needing action on all levels of government.
In April, for the first time, the Alliance released 20 years of data collected by Adopt a Beach volunteers that showed 86% of the trash was either fully or partially made of plastic.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.